Good morning and welcome to the Friday, July 7th edition of Byers & Company. We have reaction for what happened in Springfield yesterday. Got a vote, veto, now an override, plus the pet project, and so much more. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're here on a Friday. The headline in today's Herald and Review is so misleading. It's finally over. It's not over.
It's over, not. No.
Right?
No.
I mean, this impasse is over, but we're just going to be right back here in less than 12 months.
Yep.
And we're going to be doing it in an election year. And I don't think it's anywhere near over. As we had an historic interview yesterday with State Representative Bill Mitchell. We'll get to all of our area representatives and their reactions to the override yesterday. What was the final tally? 71
to 42.
To 42. Mm-hmm. There were five Republicans who voted for the budget and then switched over to vote against the override. State Representative Sue Scheer. Now, I want you to track this for me, okay, and make this make sense in your head. She voted for the spending plan, voted against funding the spending plan, and then voted for the override of the veto to the funding of the spending plan.
So you could have the spending plan.
Someone break that down for me.
That's the timeline.
I'm voting yes on all of these expenditures. I'm voting no on how we fund these expenditures. And then when the governor vetoes and basically agrees with me, I'm voting to override his veto on the expenditures that I voted against.
Right.
Which I wish people would listen to that. And when election time comes,
remember it.
Just yes.
Now, I'll get to her statement here in a second, but I'm just curious, how does that play? Is that simply so they can send out direct mail pieces? And I keep hearing that she has a targeted district. I don't know, targeted by whom? The Democrats? A Republican's not going to win that, or probably not.
No.
So is it just so they can send out direct mail pieces that Sue Scheer's fighting against Mike Madigan and his tax increase, right?
Yeah, then look at the fine print.
But does anyone actually look at the fine print? That's my question to you. And I'm not so sure they do. Here's the full statement from State Representative Sue Scheer. When the budget package went to Governor Rauner's desk, I sincerely hoped and believed that he would finally see the need to come back to the table and negotiate. Well, first of all, it's at his desk. How does he come back and negotiate? That's right off the bat, a sentence that is mired in sort of half truth. I mean, you know, the budget came to his desk,
right,
for signature or veto. I mean, those were the two alternatives. It doesn't come to his desk for him to come back to negotiate. I hoped he would see an opportunity to build off of the $3 billion in spending cuts we identified in our budget, but the governor's total veto and his refusal to negotiate left me with an unfortunate choice. Override his veto and support a deal I didn't fully agree with, or follow the governor over a cliff, bringing millions of Illinois families down with us. So those are your two choices, really. It came down to that. Take millions of families off a cliff with you, or override something you voted against to begin with. Those are your two choices. Let me be clear. I love that. Because generally when you start a statement with that sentence, it is anything but clear.
Well, because all of
Let me be clear. No one ever says, let me be murky. This budget was not everything I wanted it to be. It's not the deal I think we could have reached if the governor had been willing to work in good faith. The governor said, I want fundamental change in how we are doing business over here, because the way we are doing business over here is just nothing but financial ruin.
And I know, because I'm a businessman.
But the bipartisan, here's where Bill Mitchell comes into play, balanced budget deal is hands down better than the governor's counteroffer of nothing. A third year of this crisis could have put taxpayers on the hook for a $26 billion tax hike as the governor would continue to rack up billions of dollars in debt with no way to pay for it. First of all, the governor doesn't pay anything except the governor's staff. The billions of dollars of debt are created by you and the General Assembly. Period. Our schools would have closed. The elderly would have lost critical medical care. None of the Republicans or Democrats who voted for this bill wanted to come to this point. We stood together because Illinois needs a budget. It became clear this week that the governor would not make the tough decisions needed to end his crisis. So I did. Well. Profiles in courage. His crisis. None of this happened. None of this existed. We were flying along A-OK before Bruce Rauner arrived in Springfield, right?
Right. Everything was great.
How do they write this stuff with a straight face? And then it's not just her. We get it from Andy Menar as well. Andy Menar, budget reflects fiscal and political realities of Springfield. Senator Andy Menar, Bunker Hill Democrat, and one of the Senate's key point people on the budget, released the following statement regarding the Illinois House's successful vote today to override the governor and enact a full-year state budget after a two-year stalemate. This balanced budget reflects two realities we face in Springfield, the fiscal reality of a state mired in debt and teetering on the brink of collapse after 2 years without a financial plan, and the political reality of what lawmakers were able to negotiate and pass. It's not perfect, and we have more to do. That includes negotiating additional reforms to save money for taxpayers. You said no to all the reforms. It will be decades before we recover from this administration's expensive and self-destructive experiment of allowing the state to go 2 years without a budget. The failure should serve as a warning to other leaders across the country who have ever contemplated doing the same. So now we take a shot across the bow. If anybody else is out there wanting to take on the system, this is what happens to you, pal. This crisis created by the governor. Is anyone buying that? I mean, even the Bruce Rauner haters, are you buying that the governor is responsible for all?
No, I haven't. I haven't at all. How do you bring in somebody that hasn't been a part of the system?
This has been going wrong for 40 years.
Yeah. We're not buying your junk anymore. And this is the thing is, I don't know, how long do they think we're going to buy this? We know where the problem started. We know where the problem is now. They keep trying to feed us something. Oh, no, it's Rauner's. No. We know better.
Why is it that they say, well, more is needed. We need more reforms. Well, isn't that exactly what the governor was looking for?
He just didn't. They don't want those kind of reforms because
they don't want actually real reforms.
Yeah, that messes with their jobs.
And in other news, the Illinois Lottery is back in business.
Oh, yay.
Because that's what people really care about. The following statement can be attributed to Illinois Lottery Acting Director Greg Smith. The Illinois Lottery is pleased to announce the sale of Mega Millions has resumed, and players have purchased tickets at any of the lottery's nearly 8,000 retail partners via our mobile app or at IllinoisLottery.com. We appreciate the loyalty of our players and retail partners as we continue our mission to fund K-12 education.
That is laughable. Our mission of funding K-12 education.
Meanwhile, I get to the commentary about yesterday's interview with Representative Bill Mitchell. That podcast is available on my Facebook page, on Now Decatur's Facebook page, on NowDecatur.com, or the Now Decatur app. Gary writes in, got my list of who won't get reelected. Lois, I agree with Brian Byers. Kim, Brian, definitely. Shannon, I agree, Brian. They need a clean house. Steve, hey, Bill Mitchell, Caterpillar is hiring indicator. Better get a job while you can in this state. They will be disappearing faster than $5 billion out of the pockets of every Illinoisan. Steve, Bill Mitchell's webpage says, I am glad that the governor is calling us back for special session to pass a truly balanced budget. I'm hopeful that we will get a real balanced budget. No gimmicks where expenses meet our revenue so we can get Illinois back on track. The people of Illinois are absolutely sick and tired of the shenanigans over in Springfield. I applaud the governor for taking action. We need to stay in session, do our job, and pass a balanced budget. Nora even writes down, I never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but I agree with Brian Byers. This goes on for hundreds of comments. I mean, literally, until we get to Trey. Trey is a Democratic, Illinois Senate Democratic Caucus legislative assistant. And I want you to know this is how they think in Springfield. And Trey got absolutely overwhelmed by Facebook friends last night in his inept argument to defend this. Holding out any longer is more damaging than plugging the hole by passing this bill. But of course, it's easy for Brian Byers. Going to sit there. I hate when people, if you're going to get on my page and call me names and you know, sentence structure is like somewhat important. Just leaving out whole words, right?
Yeah.
Just screams that this is an emotional argument.
Yes.
Yes, it does. It does scream emotional whenever that happens.
To say we should continue to let the state burn when he wouldn't be the one responsible. This is a balanced, compromised budget that spends less than we are now and also begins to pay down our $15 billion backlog of bills. Good governing demands compromise. There's no feasible way of introducing a Republican spending or revenue plan in this Democratic-controlled General Assembly. Nice to know Brian Byers is still the pompous, loudmouth jackass who just talks over any opposition with a rational argument. Of which I went on to ask young Trey, what is rational about taxing businesses more so that you can pay them back the money you already owe them? Just crickets.
Did you ever get an answer?
Oh, yes. And then people started piling on, and then he just said, I'm out of here. Let me up. I've had enough. And perhaps the best response ever, ever, to anyone ever responding to anyone, and I'm going to get to it on the other side of the break because you need to hear it. This is the Friday edition of Byers & Company. We got a lot to get to here today. More reaction to the, it's finally over? I don't think so. It's over for another few months. Why is there such a discrepancy between what they say? Well, we could be paying off between $5 and $8 billion of backlog bills. $3 billion is a lot of wiggle room to have in an argument. Why do you not know what you passed? Does it pay off $5 billion? Does it pay off $8 billion? Or five and a half, or six, or six and a half, or seven, or seven and a half, or eight? How can you not know that? Are you basing it on promises that may or may not come true? Are you basing it on facts that may or may not happen?
And what's your track record up until
of that,
now?
Right, on that type of thing.
And we're supposed to trust you now.
Absolutely. All right, we've got to take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
So today we do have a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms between 2 and 5. Otherwise, mostly sunny today and highs near 88 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows around 62. Tomorrow, beautiful day expected. Sunny skies and highs near 83. Sunday, still a 30% chance maybe of seeing some showers after 1 o'clock. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs near 87. Right now, it's 73 degrees in downtown Decatur. Summer is finally here, and we all want to look our best during swimsuit season. If you want to see a slimmer you this year, Babbage Medical Spa has the answer. It's called Cool Sculpting, and it's the world's leading non-invasive fat reduction procedure. With Cool Sculpting, there's no downtime. It's safe, effective, and once the fat cells are treated, they are gone for good. Whether it's your tummy, love handles, thighs, or that selfie-killing double chin, Cool Sculpting is the answer. Call Babbage Medical Spa at 330-7839 and schedule your free Cool Sculpting consult today. Or visit BabbageSkincare.com.
I wanted a French door refrigerator with self-closing doors. I wanted a convection range with 5 burners and a griddle. I wanted a super quiet dishwasher that cleans with 4 times the water. I wanted a huge over-the-range microwave with LED lighting. I wanted them all in that new smudge-proof black stainless color. I wanted 24 months, no interest financing. I also wanted a 10-year protection plan on everything. And I got it all at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. But here's the best part. I also got an $830 instant rebate. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during the month of July. You will not find a better deal than this on a beautiful new black stainless kitchen suite. Plus, you will save over $830 with our in-store rebate. Only in July and only at Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Come out! out to Sloan's Calzone's Customer Appreciation Summer Frenzy July 5th, 6th, and 7th for a 10-inch one-topping pizza and 20-ounce Pepsi for only $5 to celebrate Sloan's anniversary of great pizza, family, and fun. Dine-in, carry-out, only one per customer per day. Like them on Facebook or check them out on their website at Sloan'sCalzones.com. Sloan's Calzone's Pizza, your face, now stuff it.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com. I can't
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Once again, if you missed our interview with State Representative Bill Mitchell, it is available on the Now Decatur Facebook page, NowDecatur.com, and through the Now Decatur app. Bill called in yesterday. We were visiting with City Hall Insider, former Mayor of Decatur, Paul Osborne, talking about Bill's vote and all of our area legislators, and Bill decided to call in to defend his vote. You need to listen to it. Here's Craig's response to Trey, and I thought this was the best response of the day of all of the responses. Trey, again, funding what we must is not the issue. You've been told the issue repeatedly, and you avoid it at all cost. The Democratic Party prides itself and promotes itself as the party of the working man and the disadvantaged and the poor, yet people being hurt the most by demonomics are those very groups. You cannot and do not help those most dependent on your actions by employing tax rates that cause jobs and workers to leave. When jobs leave or don't come, workers leave and don't come. This shrinks the tax base, and a smaller tax base means fewer taxpayers to pay the current taxes and any new taxes. So Illinois has among the highest taxes in the country and the highest taxes in the Midwest. Illinois is hemorrhaging employees and employers, drastically shrinking the number of taxpaying entities, causing tax receipts to the government to go down, and any increased taxes or new fees must be paid by fewer taxpayers. The people hurt most by this are the elderly, the poor, the working poor, and the lower middle class. Now you must decide if you want to continue to back a party, regardless of whom and how many they hurt, or if people should be your primary concern and party labels should be irrelevant. You can make either choice as long as you understand that what you have done to this point in defense of a party is to support hurting those that cannot escape the acts of your party simply to maintain a specific political identity that is factually fraudulent. It's real simple, but it requires character, individuality, and strength. Party or people. Workers that have a skill set can go to where the jobs are. Employers that want to run a business can move that business across state lines. Where do the people who have no choice and have no ability to move go when you've just taxed this state to death? And the idea that you're going to tax businesses more so that you can pay them the money that you already owe them is, at best, inane. Yet the defense of this yesterday by the people who are in this bubble over there, and they are in a bubble. I mean, as much as anyone in Washington, D.C. is in a bubble. I used to think that your state legislators, your general assemblymen, your state senators, they had a better touch of like where the people were, mm-hmm. like the pulse. And today, I don't think they do.
No, I don't think they do either.
And you know why? I was looking at Senator Andy Menard's Instagram account. He was putting up pictures of one of his school districts that came over and had their painted signs. We thank you, Andy Menard. It was like, that's who they hear from all day, are the mm-hmm. special interests. That's all they hear from all day. The unions, the teachers. Teachers are celebrating this like, wait, look at this. Look at Bill Mitchell. He's our hero. Bill Mitchell doesn't stand for anything you stand for.
Everyday people don't have their own special interest group. They don't have somebody
representing
them.
We don't have people getting paid to go over there with signs that have been hand-painted to. Look at the outrage on social
media. And we're
the
largest group.
Yeah.
Did you see this yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not just in and around the Bill Mitchell interview, but I mean just all over the place?
Throughout social media. It was all over. I mean, and can you blame them? I mean, I don't blame them in the least bit. I'm just as outraged to tell you the truth.
And then what do? They turn around and they blame you. I got this guy who works for Andy Menard, basically, in the Senate caucus. Oh, easy for you. Look, you're all getting paid over there to do a job, which you are all woefully inadequate at. I mean, every one of you should be standing outside on a street corner apologizing for the mess you have made of this state. And do they feel shame? Do they feel like we've failed? No, they turn around and they blame you. It's what Bill Mitchell did yesterday, right? That's their go-to move now. Does that work? I mean, in what world does that strategy work? We have turned this place into a nightmare. We have made bad decision after bad decision after bad decision, piled on by more bad decisions. And how dare you criticize? That's their strategy?
It wasn't easy.
This is hard.
Governing is hard.
It was hard raising those taxes on you to pay for our mess.
Again.
And then Mitchell, who, when it happened under Quinn, was apoplectic and, you know, just
apoplectic.
Well, no, there's two.
Apoplectic.
See?
What's apoplectic? Yeah. I
there's
learned a new word.
Well,
yeah.
Look at it. Yeah. I confused the two of them, but they both fit.
Yeah, apocalypse and apoplectic.
Yes, both of them, and either or will work in this scenario.
Right.
The arrogance that, oh, how dare you criticize, and then the arrogance to thwart the governor at every step and then say, well, real reform is still needed. Yeah, well, real reform was on the table. And for Sue Scheer to point her finger, bony finger at anyone, and say, well, you know, I voted for the spending, and I didn't vote for the tax, but then let me be clear, which
clear
really translates
that
to, let me be murky. How do you vote for the spending? Vote no to fund the spending. And then when the governor agrees with you and vetoes what you voted against, then you vote to override the veto.
Yeah.
How and in what world, outside of politics, can anyone with a straight face justify that?
Do you have any idea what she's actually voting for when you tell her to vote? I mean, do you?
No, well, that you clearly knew that Madigan needed her vote for the override, did not need her vote for the tax increase.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what happened. Here's Jeff Daly with the news, back with more after this Friday.
WSOI News Time is 6:29. Illinois State Police officials said farewell to Trooper Ryan Albin, star number 5718, yesterday. Hundreds of law enforcement officers from across the country made the trip to Central Illinois to pay their respects to the fallen trooper. Albin was laid to rest with full honors at Bellflower Cemetery. Trooper Ryan Albin was killed in the line of duty June 28th when he was traveling on I-74 westbound near Farmer City, and his vehicle collided with a box truck as both vehicles entered a construction zone. Albin joined the Illinois State Police in 2006 and was assigned to District 6 in Pontiac as a canine officer. Director Leo Schmitz recalled memories of Trooper Albin as he eulogized him during the funeral. He said Ryan took such pride in serving and protecting. Over and over, he worked to make a difference to positively impact the citizens of Illinois. He said as well, it will take time to heal. It will take time to rebuild, but Brian would want us to carry on. Trooper Albin grew up in Bellflower and attended Bellflower Grade School and Blue Ridge High School. WSOI News Time, 6:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu in Hamburg, Germany. Protesters trying to disrupt the G20 summit, some throwing bottles and smoke bombs, police turning water cannons on them. First Lady Melania Trump missing an event for leaders' spouses because of security concerns. On the agenda for President Trump,
bilateral meetings with Enrique Peña Nieto, the president of Mexico, as well as Theresa May, the prime minister of the UK. The president issuing a bit of a tweet storm this morning before he got going, saying, quote, I look forward to all of the meetings today with world leaders, including my meeting with Vladimir Putin, much to discuss. Also tweeting, I will represent our country well and fight for its interests.
Fox's John Roberts in Hamburg. And recaptured in Texas, the convicted kidnapper who escaped a maximum security prison in South Carolina for the second time. Jimmy Causey caught after 2 days on the run. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 6:31. The more than two-year budget impasse in the state of Illinois has ended, but your taxes are going up after the House voted to override Governor Rauner's tax hike and budget vetoes yesterday. Americans for Prosperity of Illinois' Andrew Nelm said Illinoisans are going to be asked to cut more from their budgets to pay for state government's status quo.
Fuel are the poor decisions of our chronically irresponsible legislature for years.
Democrats and some Republicans that supported the override of the $5 billion tax increase to pay for the $36 billion budget said the state can't wait any longer. Freshman Republican State Representative Dave Severin, who voted no, said the last-minute urgency was frustrating.
You know, everything is floating along, and then all of a sudden they said, hey, it's going to start getting, you know, nervous, whatever. It's like, wait a minute, why weren't we doing, you know, where was February, March, April, May?
Moody's Investor Services has said despite the tax increase, they're still going to review the state for a possible downgrade because the state's unfunded pension liabilities are not being addressed. In sports, Luke Voit homered and drove in three runs, and the Cardinals beat the Marlins 4-3 yesterday. Cardinals, who had lost two straight, earned a four-game series split. Ryan Braun homered to ignite a seven-run third inning, and the Brewers beat the Cubs 11-2. And Kyle Schwarber returned to the Cubs following a two-week stint in the minors and started yesterday's game against the Brewers, where his offensive struggles continued. He batted fifth and played left field, and he went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. Cardinal baseball for you tonight on WSOY as they welcome in the New York Mets to Busch. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:20. Game time, 7:15. Your next news update comes up at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
This summer, there's no need to sweat. Speed Lube offers air conditioning services, keeping you cool all summer long. And now is the best time to have your AC serviced. Speed Lube will have it running in tip-top shape before the blistering central Illinois summer heat has you hot under the collar. Plan ahead and keep it cool. Visit Speed Lube's 6 Decatur locations or their locations in Lincoln and Clinton for their fast and convenient 10-minute oil change or to take advantage of their air conditioning services.
There is no better time to schedule school dental exams and checkups than once the summer begins. At Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, they specialize in exceptional treatment for infants, children, and teens, offering the most advanced technology in children's dentistry. Dr. Brett is Decatur's only pediatric dentist with more than 20 years of experience in this specialized field. Please call today to schedule your appointment at 875-3080 or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
Here is Lindsay Marlene Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got a chance of seeing some scattered showers between 2 and 5 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs near 88. Night, mostly clear, lows around 62. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 83. And Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs near 87 degrees. Right now, it's 73 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Your WSOY time, 6:34.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Rick writes in, good governing demands compromise? How about standing firm against the failed policies that have been in place for more than 30 years? I can begrudgingly pay more in taxes for a period of time. Time for our failed government to get their... well, you know what, together. But I want reforms and change. Reform in pensions. Workers' comp. I want term limits. A property tax freeze. And a constitutional amendment requiring a real balanced budget. And an end to gerrymandering. And constantly rearranging the districts to favor those in the majority and cut our ever-growing government bureaucracy by at least 5%. Do you really believe that you can grow the tax base by not encouraging businesses to stay and invest here in Illinois? You're a bunch of tax and spend addicts. You are out of touch with real working families in our failing state. Reform and a real change of direction from the ongoing failing policies and governing practices is what's needed. Madigan and his cronies have shown they do not compromise. They will not loosen their stranglehold on the citizens of Illinois. Shame on you all. Hopefully the sleeping electorate will rise up and smite you all in elections to come. This is a shameful day in Illinois history. It is sort of weird how they're painting themselves as martyrs and heroes, isn't it?
Not strange.
When I look at it and just see goats.
Yeah.
But they're like, this is really hard.
This is so hard. We had to do something. You've always had to do something. You just chose not to.
They just did what they've always done. They kicked the can down the road. They put a Band-Aid on it.
With our money.
Well, yeah. I was looking at the average family is going to spend another $1,000 a year in state income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Your businesses are going to, the businesses that you have to pay bills that you already owe, you're going to tax them to pay them their own money.
I want to see where this money is going to actually
go. Well, I want to know why there's a $3 billion variation. Uh-huh. You know, like, well, it's between $5 and $8 billion. Well, that's a pretty big.
That's a couple B's there.
That's a little vague,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because they're giving you that gorilla math again.
Uh-huh.
It's not real,
right?
So then, where are we going to be next time they need more money?
We're going to be right back where we. I mean, and nothing is going to change. And 30,000 people are going to elect Mike Madigan, and he's going to run the state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where we are.
Right.
And not only is he going to run the state, but if you want to kick somebody out, you can kick Souchere out next time, and all they're going to do is redraw the map to make it even tougher to do it the next time. This is what they do. So your vote doesn't matter. It doesn't count. Doesn't do anything. Meanwhile, this party, who has spent all, and by the way, I have the Republican Party is beneath you, because at least you are able to get things accomplished on your own agenda, and they're not capable of doing anything.
Yeah.
I get Bill Mitchell whining yesterday, what would you have me do? You know, it's like, well, quit giving me Mike Bell. You ought to be able to do just what Bruce Rauner did. Come in and tell people this other party is full of crap and look at it and get elected. But you don't, because you're happy being backbenchers. So when I say the Democratic Party, before anybody jumps out, well, you're just jumping on I'm jumping on all of them. The Republicans aren't even as capable of, I mean, they're just, I don't even know what they are now. They might as well be those guys bouncing on the mattresses.
Yeah.
You just literally picked Johnny Bravo to lead your efforts in the Senate.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not a lot of confidence there.
Yeah, this is the guy who couldn't beat Pat Quinn.
Right.
Let's get him. So I have no faith in them at all. And in fact, I don't think they even really want to be in charge. I don't think they even want to be in leadership. I don't think they even want to gain seats. Oh, yeah, I'll pick up Elf here or there. You know, you had Cindy Dedrick-Wolfer, who was going to run against Souchere. You didn't give her any support at all. You threw the whole battleship at Mike Bell and his wig. Now, if you can explain that to me, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But I don't think there's a single one of you that can, including Representative Mitchell, who is in leadership on the Republican side of the House. So, and if you think I'm just crazy, go read my Facebook page or Nauticator's Facebook page and go through the commentary. Have you ever seen anything as 99.9% one way in your life in social media?
No.
So we didn't even plan the interview with Representative Mitchell. Yeah. He called in. And if he called in right now, I'd put him on the air, or Souchere, or Andy Menard, or Chapin Rose, have their time to explain exactly why they did or what they, you know. But he was woefully unprepared to deal with that yesterday. And I had not planned on calling for the firing of the entirety of Springfield. But it's just sort of when he threw it at me, like wait a minute. You're the one getting paid to go over and screw all this up. Now it's my responsibility? Okay. If I'm in charge, here's what I'm going to do. I'm firing every one of you. All of you. Every single one of you. I say this only because it wasn't planned. It was very spontaneous and just, I didn't even know he was going to call in. But if you're going to throw it at me and give me the responsibility, what would you do? Okay, let's start here. What's the old joke? A bus full of lawyers driving off a cliff into the ocean. It's a good start.
Yeah.
And then the commentary just on and on and on. That's all I heard all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was getting text. And I mean, you know, like midnight last night. So you can go read all this and think I'm just crazy. Oh, I'm just, you know, oh, yeah, loudmouth. Okay. Oh, well, or see the large majority of people that agree with me. No one thinks anyone over in Springfield is a martyr or a hero or you're going to get credit for doing the hard, tough thing. You all have ruined this state.
Let us be clear.
And all you
that.
Did yesterday was kick the can down the road a little bit, and we're going to be doing all this in an election year next year.
Can't wait.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be a party.
Yes.
Looking forward to that.
Tanya Jay joining us on the other side of the break. I'm still tasting Matt's frou-frou coffee in my coffee this morning.
Jeff, do you taste anything in that coffee?
To be honest, I haven't had any coffee yet
this morning. It tastes like coffee-flavored coffee, the way you like it.
Nope, there's a hint.
It's an essence.
Well, first of all, I am the discernible coffee drinker that Marquis is talking about.
It is an essence.
We're going to take our Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
A great holiday starts with great sleep. The kind you'll get every night on a Beautyrest mattress. The only one featuring Beautyrest pocketed coil technology for conforming support and motion separation. Sleep better for less during the Beautyrest 4th of July savings event. Get a free box spring or savings of up to $800 on a Beautyrest Smart Motion base. Hurry in today. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, if I'm a politician in Illinois, actually anywhere across the United States, you know what I'd have everybody focusing on? The airlines. Because that might be the only thing people hate more than politicians these days. Hanya J. Powers joins us. Man, this was a long haul. 18 hours, Hawaii to Boston. That's a flight.
Yeah, it is a flight. Now, the part that is the problem here is the last leg of that flight, which was 3 hours.
Okay. What happens?
Which was bad enough, actually. This woman from Hawaii, she's a teacher. She was flying from Hawaii to Boston for an education conference. Took her son with her. He's two, weighs about 25 pounds. That's important to the story, actually, because when they boarded the flight, they scanned both of their tickets. She bought a seat for the toddler, okay?
Yes.
Paid almost a grand for it, all right? Now, they scanned both of the tickets. They boarded, got seated and everything. Then a man gets on the flight and says, wait, that's my seat, and points to, you know, the child's seat. And so they said, wait a minute. No, you know, I paid for this seat. They get the flight attendant over there. The flight attendant, according to the woman, just shrugs her shoulders, I don't know if it's a man or woman, and says, flight's full, you know, like, okay.
Yeah.
Apparently they had released the child's seat. They didn't realize it was scanned somehow. Something went wrong. They released it to a standby passenger, which was the guy. She says that she was worried that there could be another David Dow incident. Remember the guy?
She's worried about getting her teeth knocked out.
Okay.
Yes.
She was worried about that. That's why she said she decided to hold the child instead of make a fuss and held him 3 hours on the flight.
Now, it seems impossible to me that they scanned a seat or they didn't know that the seat was purchased. I mean, how is that? I mean, we've all been through this. You fly, it's computerized. They have all the records there because of security and TSA and everything else. How did they have a passenger on that plane they didn't know was on that plane?
That's a good question. And what if that had been an adult?
Yeah, or a terrorist.
Make the leap, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that there's safeguards in place for this kind of thing. I still think they're just overselling these flights and literally trying to be greedy as they can be and squeeze every drop they can out of every seat on an airplane, and they haven't learned anything about this bad publicity and how people view them.
And I guarantee you what they're going to, at some point where we're going to hear the words, well, there's training. We're going to retrain. You notice that's always the case.
Yes.
Anytime there's a really big PR mess up or a big customer service screw up, well, we're having retraining.
Yeah.
Well, that's always a thing.
I don't get it at all why they keep doing this stuff. So the mom's got to literally hold the 25-pound kid for three hours.
A two-year-old. Do you know how they whip their head back?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. My daughter almost broke my nose once doing that.
Yes. So not good for United. But and it's not just any one incident. It's sort of the accumulation of all of these stories, right?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like every few, well, if we go a few weeks with it being weeks,
yes,
between some of these flight incidents, and it's not all United. Let's point that out. There's enough bad behavior to go around.
Yeah, I still think it all boils down to they feel like they have a captive audience, right? I mean, if you have to fly, you have to fly. It's not like you have choices.
Well, they've kind of gotcha. You know, I mean, especially once you, but I'm still back on the fact that she paid almost $1,000 for this ticket because she wanted to make sure that he flew safely. He was in a seat with a safe, with a seatbelt.
Yes.
Everything was, you know, better. It was not.
Now, did they refund her money? Did they refund her money?
Yeah, they refunded her money. They also gave her additional compensation, and I don't know what that means.
That means another flight where she can be treated this way. I mean, that's exactly what they do,
probably,
right?
Probably, but, you know.
All right, do you enjoy flying? I mean, I hate it. I love traveling. I mean, I absolutely, it's one of my favorite things in the world to do is to travel. I hate the getting there part.
I love to travel. I do not enjoy air travel as much as once the new wore off.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with, you know, a few rude people around you and folks who have not quite, you know, gotten the concept of headphones.
Yeah.
or home training, for that matter.
Yes, for anything. Right. And that's just the flight attendants. You know, then you get to the general public.
The room is off the rose for me. But, but I will tell you that there's just nothing that I like better than a train.
Oh.
I love being able to get on a train because you don't have to deal with all that stuff.
Yeah, see, but you live out in a place where you can get on a train.
Yeah, we actually have trains. Yeah. Well, before I moved here, I never had ridden a train in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know,
most people
drive everywhere. We don't take the train.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, not only the train, but you know what I love about, like, we've been to Europe several times, and I love the water, you know, the taxis, and you get on the big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing cooler than that. The great big ones. What are those called, Lindsay?
Hydrofoil?
The hydrofoils, mm-hmm. you know, like where they literally put cars on one side and people on the other. That is a great way to travel.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I think we've gotten to the point where air travel is the most expensive alternative, and it is the least humane.
Yeah, it is. Pay us a lot of money to treat you really poorly.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we're going to fold you like an origami piece of paper into this seat.
That's exactly right.
And you're going to like it, mister.
Yes. And until it gets to the news, and then we have to apologize and give you a refund. All right, Tanya J., have a great day and a great weekend. We'll check in with you next week. Tanya J. Powers, part of our Fox News All-Star team. Now, I have no problem believing that the flight attendant just said, flight's full.
No problem believing either. They went, that's a kid. You know what? I think we can give up that seat.
Yes.
And said, oh, we didn't scan it. Sorry about that.
There's no way a person gets on a plane without it. Just, I don't think it can even happen. I mean, accidents happen in life, and glitches are there, and things do.
Then you tell your standby passenger, we made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, you don't. The people that are already in their seats that have paid for their seats, they don't have to give up their seat for the guy who's on standby.
Especially if you bought your ticket, they scanned the ticket, and then they claim it was their mistake. Yeah. Somehow they didn't scan it. Plus, there is an issue there if you have a passenger on that plane that you didn't know about.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not buying that at all. I think they're just trying to milk everything they can because they could charge two people for the same
seat. I think they're like, you know what? She can hold that kid.
We'll get another $1,000 from this guy. That's exactly what happened.
And I'm not kidding about holding a two-year-old. When they throw a tantrum, they throw their head back, and they can break your nose, your cheekbone.
Okay, now you're being a...
I'm not.
Okay, how many people? Now, you know a lot of moms, right?
I know.
Okay, before you get into this hyperbole like the people over in Springfield.
I need backup.
How many people do you know that have had their cheekbone broken?
But you can get
hit.
I'm just saying that's what it feels like. You don't know the feeling.
Jeff, did she say it feels like you got your
cheekbone? Okay, Jeff, you also have children. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about when they throw tantrums.
They throw the tantrum and then headbutt.
Okay, whoa. You're just like Bill Mitchell yesterday. You threw something out there that was untrue, and then you're going to get mad at me for calling you. Now, how many people you know have had their cheek broken by their child?
I'm not saying they had their cheek broken.
You said that.
It hurts.
Okay.
It hurts.
If you'd just gone with that one, that would have been fine.
You can't claim that doesn't happen, like that people don't get head slammed.
I didn't say that. I said how many people you know who've actually had their cheek broken.
Their nose?
Maybe. Okay.
Nose, maybe. I get that. But a cheek.
How many people you know have had their nose broken?
I don't know, you know.
I don't either.
I do know somebody.
Okay. Who?
My friend Christina in Washington.
My friend, she has
three boys, and every single one
of
them
are in like cities all over the world.
Imaginary? Are you serious right now?
It's an amazing thing because she'll always like when really hard pressed to like come up with an example. My friend Xander, who lives in New Zealand, you know this happened to him one time.
She has two boys, Brody and Waylon, and both of them.
Well, it's her fault for naming them Brody and Waylon.
No, but I'm not making this person up.
I am just teasing you. You sort of seem like you don't have any context with today's show at all. I'm just giving you grief about over-exaggeration. You didn't need to over-exaggerate because the story...
I need some backup on this head-butting thing.
No, you need some backup on people having their cheek broken. I said that seemed to be a bit of a stretch.
Nose, maybe.
I'm not sure. Listen, they throw a tantrum. You can bob and weave. You know, you can move your own head. You know,
I love how you... No, you can't.
Bob and weave. It's like bob and weave. It's like a boxing match as you're wrestling a two-year-old.
I'm taking up for the woman and the two-year-old. I get it. I'm just saying you don't need to exaggerate to make the point. She shouldn't have had to give up her seat.
Right.
Despite her risk of injury, I mean, she paid for the seat. I mean, that shouldn't even come into it. She's already paid for the seat.
Right.
They're already there sitting in the seat that they've paid for. There's no reason a standby guy should even be in there.
Right.
I did like how Tanya referred to the flight attendant as a woman and then checked herself. Well, I'm not really sure it was a woman. Why is that we still think of? Because male flight attendants are still rare, right?
Yeah, you don't see a whole lot of them.
I mean, they're there, but not, I mean, it's still a tiny minority. Why is that, do you think, in 2017, that there are still some jobs where they're like, it's pretty much one gender? I mean, I don't think there's anything about the job itself that's inherently female or male.
No. Flight attendant's a flight attendant. It's somebody, you know, delivering drinks, making sure you've gone through your safety precautions.
But years ago, it was all females, and they were stewardesses. And I'm not sure why stewardess is a bad word. I mean, I never thought of it in a bad way or a demeaning way. And I guess you'd change it to flight attendant because you have both sexes that are there. But it's still 95% women, right? I mean,
I would have to check stats, but
from your own personal experience?
Right, yeah. It's about 95%.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a job I wouldn't want, by the way. I mean, it's easy to sort of knock the behavior or the sort of standoffish, boorish sort of behavior, but I would not want that job at all.
No. No. All right. I've known a few.
Here's Lindsay Romano, broken cheekbone and all, with your 3-day forecast. She's going to, like, brave her way through this. Get her done.
Chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. Mostly sunny otherwise and highs near 88. Tonight, clear, lows around 62. Saturday, sunny, highs near 83. And Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs near 87 degrees. Right now, it's 74 in downtown Decatur.
Is your bank truly experienced, or are they learning as they go? I'm Corky Nicholson of Hickory Point Bank, and our team of professionals is ready to help you with everything from the simplest banking needs to the most complex financial challenges. The experience of our team comes not just from years in the business, but also from a passion for service. So come to Hickory Point Bank with all your banking needs. We've seen them, and we've solved them. Hickory Point Bank, invested, member FDIC.
Have you ever thought about what your legacy will be? Many of us wonder what our children and grandchildren will remember about us. We tell our stories and pass on heirlooms to create a legacy for our family. What about a legacy for your community? Hi, this is Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County. Those of us who have lived, loved, and worked in Decatur know what a great community we live in. We have wonderful arts and parks. Our schools and colleges offer many options for learning and growing, no matter what your age. We have two excellent hospitals, and people and families have strong faith connections. The fabric of life in Decatur is rich and vibrant. If you love living here, think about making your community part of your legacy, too. It's easy to do by adding simple language to your will that leaves part of your estate to your favorite charity. Talk to your family and to your attorney about leaving a legacy to Decatur. It will be one more thing your children will remember about you.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every Friday morning, we feature the Buyers and Company Pet Project. adoptable pets from the Macon County Animal Control and Care Center. They're located at 2820 East Parkway Drive, Decatur. You can visit them online at dmcasf.org. Give them a call at 425-4508. They're open Monday through Friday, noon to 5, Saturday, noon to 4. They're closed on Sundays. Two cats today?
Two cats today.
Are they like a package item?
No, they are. They are separate. You can't adopt them. You know, be better if you adopt them together.
Are they like twins?
They are maybe sisters. They had a brother mm-hmm. with them too, and the girls we're focusing on today. They're about a year old, Leah and Lauret. I don't know if the brother's name's Leif. I have no idea. But they were found as strays, living kind of in a trailer park area, and they're very friendly. So I don't know if they've had a lot of socialization, but they get along well with other cats and people. They're very friendly, and they're only about a year old. So. And they're beautiful. They've got beautiful eyes, little tabby cats.
All right. Their adoption is $75 each with an approved application. That includes vaccines, spay, wellness exam, feline leukemia testing, microchips, the adoption fee, the whole nine yards. They've also got this Christmas in July home for the holidays.
Yes. This is a fostering program where now through July 29th, you can actually foster a shelter pet, have them in your home, see how they work with your family, your other pets.
Like a test run.
Yeah. And, you know, if you choose not to adopt them, that's fine. At least you gave them the socialization. But if you do, you get an amazing deal. You basically get a reduced adoption price. So
okay. So people can find out more. Shelters open Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, noon to 4. Adoptable pets from the shelter may be seen at the Decatur-Macon County Animal Shelter Foundation website, which is dmcasf.org. You can also look at the Now Decatur Facebook page for a picture. Is it Lauret? Lauret?
Lauret.
Lauret.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a name?
I guess so.
I mean, have you ever known a Lauret?
And I've never met a Lauret.
Yeah. And is it Leah?
Leah.
Okay, Leah and Lauret.
Yes.
That's interesting. Who names these?
The vet.
Is that who?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Because
they come up with some interesting names sometimes. Yeah. They are beautiful cats. What color are they? I only have a black and white picture.
They are just a tabby. They're kind of gray-brown.
Gray-brown.
Gray-brown tabby.
Pretty cats. All right, check it out. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. We've got a lot to get to here today. The Friday edition of Buyers & Company rolls on. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
6:59, good morning. Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Macon County Judge A.G. Weber has announced that Rodney S. Forbes has been appointed Macon County Associate Judge.